As a chapter, Mishnah 8. Hipila ishto. So what happens if his wife miscarries? The same, carrying on from the previous Mishnah. What happens if his wife, you know, she gets pregnant and then she miscarries? So in the background, the Gartie brings is two kinds of miscarriages. One where the child, like, actually reaches, you know, it's a viable child in the mother's stomach, and then it miscarries afterwards, or it doesn't ever even reach a kind of viable full term, yeah. Or where it doesn't even, it's not even viable, it like was never a viable child. So this is going to touch on that. You know, if the child in the mother's stomach was viable, then that might, you know, something might turn on that. So he says, if she miscarries, Eino Nazir. So in this case, the first opinion, which Akati says is Rabbi Yehuda, he's not a Nazir. And the reason being, that we're not sure. Did the child reach full term inside the mother's stomach and it was a viable child, yes or no? We're like, we don't know, because, they didn't know. I mean, maybe today with technology you could figure it out. But they didn't know. So he says, in cases of doubt, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we pass conveniently with Nazirus. So in this case over here, if the mother has the miscarriage, we go lenient and we don't put on him the vow of Nazirus. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says Yomer Imhaya ben Kayama Hare ani Nazir Chayva. What he should do, what the person should do, is because we're in a state of doubt, he should still do a period of Nazirus, but he should do it and say this like stipulation, this condition, that if I am liable for a vow of Nazirus, in other words, the child was viable in the mother's stomach, and therefore I am liable for a period of Nazirus, then Harani Nazir Chayva, then I'm doing a period of Nazirus, and this is my obligation. I'm paying back my obligation. Ve'imlav, and if not, if the child wasn't viable in the mother's stomach, Harani Nazir Nadava, then I'm still doing Nazirus, but I'm doing it as a Nadava. I'm doing it as like a voluntary Nazirus. I'm not, my vow doesn't have to be fulfilled. Chazra v'yalda. So what happens now if she comes back, she has a miscarriage, and then you've got your two opinions. Now later she falls pregnant again, and she has a child. She actually took care of the child a second time. So harei nazir. So according to the first opinion, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he now has to fulfill a period of Nazirus, because the first time he didn't do it, it wasn't fulfilled. Now it's fulfilled, because now he has a child. Rabbi Shimon Omar, but according to Rabbi Shimon, so, you know, he was in a state of doubt the first time. So, did he fulfill his vow the first time or not? So,
was it a new vow?
Yeah, exactly. So Rabbi Shimon says he should do another period of Nazirus, and he should say, Yomar, he should say, Ema Rishon Ben Kayama, if the first child was a viable child, Harishon Choiva, then that was my obligatory Nazirus. Vizu Nadava, and this Nazirus I'm going to do now will be a voluntary one. The Imlav, and if not, Harishon Nadava, the first one will be a voluntary Nazirus. Vizu Chayva, and this one will be my obligatory one. Yeah, so I looked in the Rambam, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda the Rambam. So if the woman had a miscarriage, so he wouldn't have to do a Nazirus. And then if she got pregnant again and had a child the second time, you know, the second child was born, so then he would have to do Nazirus to fulfill his vow.
So it's not wiped out as a result of the original miscarriage.
No, because he still said... He had still said, if I have a child...
It's dependent on this pregnancy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's dependent on a child.
100%. Because he said, if I have a child, I'll take on a Nazirus. He didn't say, if I have a child from this pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.